With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Hope you guys are all right. Today's episode is a good fun one. It's a phone-in with some patrons who are regulars on the Discord. So I just jumped onto the Discord, said, who's around? Let's jump in and just do a bit of recording, because it was a while since we've sort of heard from some of the guys. So I thought it'd be good fun. And and a few people dropped in and we had a good chat. So I hope you guys enjoy this. We've got Jen, Katie, and Ryan all called in. So if you want to be involved in these sort of episodes in the future, then you have to join on Patreon, put your money where your mouth is, as we say, and just be on the Discord, because that tends to be where I just say, oh, guys, I'm going to jump on this now. And if you're around, jump in. So that sort of tends to be, how we do it. I don't plan anything more than about 10 minutes in advance. But yeah, I just also wanted to jump in here just to say that as of today, which is Tuesday the 3rd of June, that rehearsals have started. Well, I mean, rehearsals with Liam. You know, the whole band without him were rehearsing last week, and Liam is there now, apparently. And Liam tweeted earlier today, we have liftoff resters, sounded fucking filthy, I'll tell thee that they're for hardly anything, LG. And then just some replies. Did you sound amazing? Come on. Were you nervous? Don't be ridiculous. Was it emotional playing with everyone for the first time in 16 years? No time to get emotional. We have a lot of catching up to do. How was it rehearsing as Oasis again? Spiritual. How'd the rehearsals go? Biblical. And there we go. And one other quick point is he replied to me again yesterday. So the last I mentioned in the episode coming up, I'd said, I'm going to see Oasis, and Liam replied to me, show off. And then following that, I then said, isn't it mad that Liam is, mad to think Liam is just sat on a Sunday afternoon and decides to randomly reply to me on Twitter. Someone called at GFrim said, you won at life, mate. I said, maybe if I get an interview. And Liam said, interviews are for wankers. So there you go. So Liam's trolling me, basically. But there we are. All good fun. It would obviously be great to do an interview with Liam, but it doesn't sound like it's particularly likely. But it does sound like he's trolling me a little bit, replying to my tweets fairly regularly now, which is a little bit bizarre. But there you go. A couple of other things. Noel was pictured at Paddington Station. Which was quite interesting. He's just sat at Paddington. And also Boned has been posting a few pictures as well on the tube of his guitar. And then just randomly of a load of shoes. Yeah, so just basically lots of pictures of shoes. So there you go. So rehearsals have started, but we still don't really know what's going on. Very exciting. All right, well, look. Let's hand over now to me talking to some of the guys. All right, well, I'll start. I'll do the Oasis Podcast intro. So welcome to the Oasis Podcast. Wait, no, that's not how it starts. Hello and welcome back to the Oasis podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. We're doing a listener phone in. Well, we'll see if anyone phones in, but we've definitely got one person so far. So we'll see if anyone else drops in. But yeah, welcome, Jen. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah. First one I've done, so it's a bit weird, but
yeah. Is this your first time?
Actually, seeing you. You exist.
Yeah, I do. I'm not just a voice. Well, no one else sees this because only audio goes out. But yeah. Yeah, I do exist, and I've I am around, but anyway, so have you been on before?
No,
okay, wonderful.
No, just hanging around in Discord, that's it.
Oh, right, fair enough. And whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm down in Cornwall.
Cornwall, okay.
So miles away from everywhere.
Yeah, but that's all right, good fun, lovely part of the world. We're in St. Ives. I'm going to St. Ives this summer, actually.
Okay,
so, that'd be good. Yeah, very busy, but it should be good fun. But yeah, I don't know if you saw Liam's just lurking around and harassing me on Twitter again. Unbelievable. But yeah, I said earlier, because it's like I tweeted on January the 1st, I'm seeing Oasis this year. And then so when it got to the 1st of June this morning, I said, I'm seeing Oasis next month. And then Liam replied, show off. So it's one of those ones where, like, I've not tagged him. I'm not replying to his. So it's so frustrating. Like, he's there in the background, like, obviously, for some reason, jumping on my tweets every now and then. But yeah, but won't do an interview. But hey, he's around. He's aware of us. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I guess he's just entertaining himself, jumping on and doing things as and when he pleases on Twitter. And
yeah.
Well, Liam's Liam, isn't he? He'll do what he likes.
Yeah, no pressure of like, oh, it's an interview and you've got to like actually be ready. But yeah, I was thinking like, you know, all these like Beatles podcasts and like all these other podcasts that have like, you know, like if you've got a Beatles podcast, Paul McCartney's not tweeting at you. You know what I mean? Like it's so,
yeah.
It's just so weird that, I mean, it's a great privilege, but very strange, but also like frustrating because, you know, he's obviously around, he's aware, whether he listens to the podcast at all, we don't know, but, you know, he's aware of obviously that I'm on Twitter, but yeah, very, very strange. But yeah, but so we've got just over a month to go now. Are you going? Have you got tickets?
Yes, I'm going to Edinburgh. So I'm going about as far as I can.
Yeah, I was going to say, other than like Los Angeles, that's pretty much as far as you can get, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it was I didn't get in the initial pre-sale.
Okay.
And then I tried on the general sale, didn't get anywhere. And then when they did the thing that they said, oh, for those who are in the queue but didn't get any, you'll be invited, didn't get anything then.
Oh.
And I've literally been checking Ticketmaster and registered on tickets since they went on sale, and like a couple of months ago now, I think I finally managed to find something. Thought I'd done really well. I didn't get one of the inflated price tickets. And that's when I realised after I bought it, started looking for hotels, that it's Edinburgh Fringe. So I've made up for it on the hotel.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I suppose, so how are you going to get? Are you going to fly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked at places that you can fly to from here because getting anywhere is a pain. But you can fly to Edinburgh from Newquay. So it's not too bad.
Newquay to Edinburgh. Wow. Okay. That's cool. Wonderful. But yeah, that's very exciting. But how are you feeling about it? Are you buzzing? Are you concerned? What's going on?
I'm still not quite 100% sure that it's actually happening. Because I've never seen them before. I was not really in a position to go and see them at the time because, again, nothing down this way and didn't really have anyone else that liked Oasis that I could go with to things, and I don't think my parents were going to let me go on my own to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of missed the opportunity then, and I've been seeing Noel, but I've never seen Liam.
Interesting. Okay, so you're going to be in for a treat. But yeah, well, I suppose that's the thing. I was, you know, and I think a lot of us tried to get Cardiff first night just because to make sure that they actually are there rather than, you know, a month down the line where they might have fallen out.
Yes, yeah, and it's been a bit weird because, you know, I was so disappointed that I didn't get tickets. And I was kind of like seeing everyone else on Discord and oh, I've got tickets for this, got tickets for that. And I was like, And I just like stopped listening to the podcast for a bit because I just thought it was all just so positive. I thought, no, I can't deal with this. So I've still got quite a few I need to catch up on, but kind of like played around Discord. And so I just kept trying and trying, and persistence paid off.
I because I've not really looked, although I did look the other day on Twickets, and they are popping up, aren't they? But it just tends to be the dynamic priced ones. So
Yes, that's all I was seeing before, and I thought, no, I'm not doing it, I'm not paying that.
but then what, one like 100 quid one popped up.
Well, it was a 300 because it was quite near the front.
Oh,
That
okay.
was what it actually was at the time, so
So
yeah.
you got one of those cheap ones, 300 quid. You know
Yeah.
what though? Someone said the other day, because I think it was a reply to my I'm going to see Oasis tweet, but someone was like, oh yeah, but it's only, oh, they're ripping their fans off or something. And I know we're sort of a few months on from the whole dynamic pricing kind of debacle. I think that it was like we've recently, so my we were looking at buying like Bad Bunny tickets. It's not necessarily my thing. I certainly a lot of his stuff is quite good, but it's just the way of the world now. It's just that, like, and you're looking, it's like, and it's one of those things, where the map at Wembley appears, and then suddenly it's just like, and then you just, oh, get one, get one, get one. But even then, even the cheapest ones were like 150. And so it's like, and then to get anywhere close, and they do the thing, like when I went to see Beyonce and people like that, where they haven't got standing, just like the pitch standing. It's like the VIP section, the whatever section, and then on the pitch is sort of divided up like that. And so standing, which should be the cheapest, was actually, £1,000 because it's like the special section. But yeah, so I think it's tough. I think a lot of people just didn't like a lot of Oasis fans aren't going to see Beyonce and Lady Gaga and Harry Styles or whoever else that tends to play like Wembley Stadium or Tottenham or Edinburgh or whatever these days. And so they just weren't used to it. So they're thinking, what, 80? And then suddenly it's like, well, that shock of jumping from like 100 to 300 for the dynamic pricing really blew people away. And I suppose while they did deliberately, like with Nebworth and stuff, they kept their prices low. Ultimately, now this isn't a case of, well, we're the men and the people, we're keeping their prices low. It's like, no, this is a premium experience and you're going to pay premium prices for it. But I think they genuinely could have still sold out charging 800 quid a ticket. I think they probably would have still sold out the stadiums. So while it's pretty brutal and while the shock of the dynamic pricing upset people, ultimately, I think for the experience, I think it is still going to be value for money as long as they do turn up.
Yes, yeah. Well, I've spent my redundancy on this, so I got made redundant at the right time to pay for my ticket and hotel and everything. So.
Go. Good. I'm pleased for you. But
Got to turn it into a positive, haven't you?
yeah, exactly. That's fine. And how? What's your feeling about the lineup? What's the Yeah, obviously we've had it sort of confirmed now, although it's not officially confirmed, but we know what it is. Are you on the disappointed it's not the original, Oasis, or are you not too bothered?
I'm not too bothered, really. Obviously, the dream is the original five, but that was never ever going to happen anyway. And I think that what we've got is probably the best we could have hoped for, really. So it'd be good. There are enough proper Oasis people, if that makes sense.
The fact you've got Boned from the original 90s, and then you've got Andy and Gem, the core elements of the 2000s. So it's like, yeah, it's like all eras covered, I suppose. And then, yeah, I know people are a bit disappointed that it's Joey. And then some people as well disappointed that it's not Mike Rowe, it's sort of Christian Madden. But I mean, to be honest, like when you're there in the moment, are you really going to be like, oh yeah, that keyboard part on Go Let It Out, Mike Rowe was there, and someone made an interesting point the other day, actually, which was, You know, if you think about Mike Rowe versus Christian Madden as a keyboard player, well, what the way that Mike has been playing Oasis songs in Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds isn't Oasis-y. So he would have to kind of learn the Oasis parts again, whereas
Yeah.
Christian Madden, Liam's stuff being very very much just sort of copying, you know, the Oasis records. Well, yeah, he's the one that's been doing that for the last like 7 years.
Yeah, because when you're doing it over and over, it becomes so ingrained. You're not thinking about what you're playing. You just kind of go on autopilot, don't you? And the last thing they want is for one member to be playing something completely different for everyone else.
Yeah, he's doing the more jazzy High Flying Birds version. Yeah, the one disappointment, I did say this on the pod, I think I was disappointed that Jess isn't involved. You know, I think Jess is such a lovely person, and she would bring, you know, she'd probably bring a bit different dynamic to them. So it would have been nice, I think, to have her there. And I don't know if they'll bring in female backing singers. That's not something Oasis ever really did. But yeah, it'd be a shame to have her. It would have been nice just for her personally. I know she's, you know, because I know her a little bit. That would have been really nice for her. But yeah, it's just all old men instead. Anything particularly you'd love to hear in the set? Any sort of more obscure ones that you'd love to hear?
Well, She's Electric is my favourite of theirs. But
Interesting.
to be honest, I'm just up and going. I don't care what they play, really, as long as it's not the worst of Oasis,
Look, I would be happy to see Can You See It Now? I Can See It Now. That would be that would be a very special experience. Yeah, no, like I said, I think that's the, oh, Dan just dropped in and out. I
Yeah.
think that's the
You put them off with your song choices, that's what it
I
was.
know, that's it. He's a massive fan of Can You See It Now? I Can See It Now. Yeah, I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, it's funny, like the Oasis reunion posted Roll It Over earlier today. And that was such a special moment, you know, seeing Liam and Edworth play and Roll It Over.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, you know, you wouldn't necessarily pick that. Like people might pick Listen Up or like Gas Panic or like the ones that people normally pick in like the top 10, top 20 Oasis songs of all time. You wouldn't necessarily choose Roll It Over, but actually it sounded absolutely amazing. It sounded so epic. And yeah, and it was like the highlight for Nebworth for me. The other highlight of Nebworth was seeing Katie. How are you doing, Katie? You all right?
All right, yeah. Actually, just as you're talking there about Roll It Over, that was one of my highlights as well. I was thinking about that only the other day and remembering it, and I was like YouTubing it to listen to it again, specifically the Nebworth version. Yeah, I loved it. That was one of the ones that made me really teary, and so did Stand By Me on that gig.
Yeah. And if we thought you're going to get teary watching Liam do Oasis songs, well, I mean, you're having to do self-counselling for the next for what's going to come next month.
Yeah, I think I am. I was teary today. I don't know if you saw, I put a message on the Discord, but this boy walked past me. Well, kind of youngish boy, like teenager. with what I assume is either his dad or brother or something. He was wearing like a, it was clearly an Oasis t-shirt because it was the same logo, but instead of it saying Oasis, it said going. And it was obvious he's going to the reunion. But this boy was disabled. There was just something about the fact that he was a boy and disabled and wearing it made me really emotional. I was like, oh, that's really nice that people are wearing those t-shirts as well. And I didn't realize that was a thing.
I've not seen those. No, I saw one. I googled it after you mentioned it, and yeah, I don't think that they're not official merch, but obviously some enterprising soul has put them out there. But yeah, no, that is very cool, because if you don't know, you would, if you know, you wouldn't get it immediately. But if you're an Oasis fan, of course you understand exactly what that means, and it's just so although you might get lynched in the street, like, because you know people aren't going. I always feel bad whenever I, even putting that tweet up earlier, you know, I'm seeing Oasis next month. I do. I know it's great, because all of the response, you're going to get all the responses saying, yeah, so am I. Yeah. But then you're always going to get that, like, oh, I couldn't get tickets and whatever. But it's funnily enough, I was thinking, like, and I was actually trying, I was doing a bit of Twitter research, but I wonder, because there's so many people over the years that said, oh, I'd give anything to see Oasis. I'd like, you know, I'd sell my house. I'd like give my left nut. I'd do this to see Oasis. And then I wonder how many of them were like, 300 quid, I'm not paying that. You know what I mean? It's like, well, hold on. If you really, really love this band, I know, and that's like, you know, not everyone's lucky enough that they can get 300 quid. You've got people with, you know, significant responsibilities and things like that. But if you can, you know, if you are in a position to do it, it's not that outrageous, is what I'm saying, I suppose.
I think it's more, I think it's probably just more the way it happened, isn't it? The way it was like you're in a queue thinking it's one thing, you get to the end of the queue and it's another. Probably if it was always, I think you've said this before as well, and as well, like if it was always the case that people knew they were going to be £300 or could be, I reckon a lot of people probably would have thought about it and thought, yeah, it's doable.
Yeah, you're right. And we were just literally saying that before you jumped on. It's that's the thing, because you're in that stress situation. You're queuing all day, you're waiting, and finally it comes in, and then bang. I mean, we, you know, the fact that I was queuing all day, I mean, obviously it's a different thing when you've got your tickets already booked from the previous day, and then it was, then this was trying to get the next, you know, trying to get Wembley. But then, and I knew, being permanently online, everyone was saying, oh my God, I got to the front of the queue and it was suddenly 300 quid. So I knew before I got to the queue that that was probably going to be the case, right? Because everyone else was going through that. But then, yeah, then getting to the front and it being like, no, okay, it's 300. Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to deal with it. And then system crashed anyway. It's like, oh, fuck's sake, I was willing to pay it. Take my money. But, you know, you wouldn't even do that. But, yeah, very frustrating. But Katie, I'm fascinated to hear how you're feeling about it, because you know, you've you know, just with your background and everything, like, go on. So where are you emotionally right now with the with it being so close now?
I'm kind of, it's interesting because I'm teetering on the excitement as it's arriving, but I've also realized I'm quite anxious. I'm really anxious about the piss throwing, almost because whereas it's always like, you know, everyone laughs it off, like, haha, there'll be people throwing piss. The reality is, it is probably gonna happen. And I mean, I remember that happening. It was in Wembley 2009, it happened, and I got hit on the back of the head with piss. And I laugh about it, but it was actually really horrible. I was thinking, I really don't want that to happen again, and I don't want it to destroy the experience. So I've actually gone and bought ponchos for the occasion.
Special piss ponchos.
Shows. And I'm also really worried about all this. I guess I'm sure they'll sort it out, but crowd violence, and given the way we are now in the world, it's not the same as what it was in the early 2000s. or the 90s. Like we're living in a different climate, and I think I got quite anxious. I thought, I hope we're all going to be all right, actually. I know it sounds really morbid, and I'm sure this will turn into excitement as the time goes by, but it did cross my mind. I thought, I hope we're all safe.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. And it was like, I think it's like any time I remember going to a gig like after the Manchester Arena bombing, and you're thinking, oh, okay, you know, if someone's going to hit Ariana Grande, you know, there's why would they not do these if you're gonna, yeah, I know, but look, what can you do? Like, you can't just be a hermit on the chance that something might happen. You've got to get out and live, haven't you? It's that's the only way to do it. Otherwise they've won, as they say.
I started to put a weird downer on it as well. Like you're like, yeah, what do you think? I'm like, oh, I'm really worried about really
Either A, getting covered in piss, or B, getting blown to bits. You know, either or, you know, not ideal. Just remind me, which ones, one or ones are you going to?
I'm going to Wembley Stadium, and I'm also going to Buenos Aires.
Yeah, I forgot you. I don't think, have we talked about this on the pod?
We haven't actually. This is the first time I've mentioned
Yes. So go on, tell me about the Buenos Aires thought process.
Well, Buenos Aires thought process, I had no intention whatsoever of going to anything abroad, and it only happened when all these mysterious emails kept coming through from Oasis iNet, and it was just before the world tour ones went on sale. So like all the ones for South America were going to go on sale. And a similar thing happened. I got an email saying, you've got a chance to join the ballot, similar to what happened the first time round. And it was literally just curiosity, because I thought, oh, let's just see if it works. And I put it through and it worked. Then I got a code and I thought, oh, now I've got a code. I
Well,
really
if you've got a code,
got
you
a
can't back out at that
code.
point.
Oh my God. But
You
then
mean not to?
I know exactly. But then the mistake I made is that I put my VPN on and it wasn't working for ages, and I kept getting booted out. And right at the end, I can't remember, it might have even been the next day, I realized what I had done. I thought, oh no, I've put the VPN on. So I took it off and tried again, and I actually did get through, and I just booked one ticket. Everything was sold out apart from like the top tiers of the River Plate Stadium. So I booked a ticket right like up high. So yeah, and then I thought, I booked it. I was like, well, I've got to go now. So
So you've booked hotel and you've booked flights, you're all ready?
yeah, because it was they went on sale a year in advance, so it was actually really easy to book flights and a hotel. Everything was super cheap a year in advance, so it's all booked. I
When
am
is that?
November, November.
November. Wow. Well, are you going to meet up with Maxi Gonzalez or, you know, some of those guys?
Is he going to be in Buenos Aires, Maxi?
I just know he's from Argentina. To be honest, he's the only Argentinian Oasis fan I'm in contact with. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be a huge contingent of Oasis fans that will, you know, be able to with you. So yeah, you won't be by yourself, I'm sure.
I'm really excited about that one, because I thought, well, it will feel like so different to the UK. I think it would just be really nice to experience it. And then I just had this, yeah, like I'll report back to you. And like, I just got quite excited. I'm almost more excited about that one than the one here.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, and you know, like that famous 2009 one, like that's one of like probably my favorite ever versions of Don't Go Back in Anger, like Noel doing that in 2009 Argentina. I'll probably be dropping in a clip here. But yeah, that was just a magical, yeah, incredible. I mean, I don't think the crowds are better in the anywhere in the world than Argentina. Who was it? Was it Chile that the guys came? No, Peru. Peru, the guys came on, didn't they? That they were trying to get Oasis to Peru. Yeah, just I suppose that's it, because you know they're so desperate to see them, and like, you know, and so you're not just drawing from like, okay, so in England you're drawing from, you know, the 10 million people around London, and then the 2 million people around Edinburgh, and the 2 million people around, you know, Manchester or whatever. Whereas South America, it's literally drawing between like the 50 million people in, you know, around the different gigs that they're doing. And so there is this just willingness to fly, and there's, it's not like, oh yeah, I used to like Oasis, that'll be a good gig, I'll go. It's like, these are genuinely all like crazy super fans. I can't, yeah, oh man, I'm gutted. That would be absolutely amazing. When is it?
November. I was thinking, like, I'll definitely do, like, I'll record stuff at the time and send you stuff, like, whatever. It'll be really exciting, actually. And yeah, I'm sure there might even be, I'm sure more tickets will become available for those South American dates. Like, more people should go.
No, how cool would that be, man? Oh dear, oh dear. All right. Oh, look, Ryan's jumped on as well. Ryan, how you doing, man?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, all good. Are you going to Buenos Aires?
No, I believe Maxi has mentioned he's going, that just from memory. Obviously, you see his tweets now and again, or his exes, whatever you call them nowadays.
Tweets, mate, tweets.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Still tweets.
So where are you? You're a little bit closer to home.
Yes, well, I'll be going gig-wise, going to Cardiff, obviously. And then I do have one of the Manchesters, although I'm debating selling just for financial reasons. I'm not so bothered about Heaton Park because, you know, in the big field is not necessarily going to be as good, I don't think, for me anyway, enjoyment wise. But it's a different vibe, I guess. But I'll go if I maybe get a cheaper ticket than the one I actually bought, which I might offload. See, it had the exhibition in it, so it was like a 350 one.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not so bothered about the exhibition, to be honest. They haven't even said anything about it.
No.
I know we had a brief message about this as well.
But no, I know what you mean. Like, I'm not desperate. You know, I've seen enough Oasis exhibitions over the years. So yeah. So hence, I was not bothered about that element really. I'd rather be in the pub. I'd rather be out. Well, I think where we'll really be is just on the street, like recording with everyone, because so many people are going to be there. Like, when we were looking at the list of, you know, when we were saying who's going to Cardiff first night, it's like, I think other than you, Katie, it's like pretty much like the whole like inner circle of Oasis podcast people are all going first night. It's crazy. But yeah, James Hargreaves is going to be there. Sam Shine is going to be there. The Oasis tribute band are there. Yeah, it's Louise, Stop Crying Your Heart Out. So I've never met her actually in person, so I'd love to meet her. But yeah, so it's I think, yeah, it's just going to be just recording with about 400 different people. I think it's going to be great. What's your plans? Are you staying over? Are you driving? What are you doing?
I managed to, if you remember, when on that fateful day on August 27th, what it was, on at 9:01 a.m. I jumped on the Premier Inn website and managed to get a reasonably priced Premier Inn. I did a few combinations for one night and two nights, just because obviously wasn't sure, because on Premier Inn you can book basically without paying, so it's kind of made sense to do so. So I've still got those hanging out there, so yeah. And then I have got a ticket for the second night as well, so I'm going both Cardiff.
Oh, you're doing both, aren't you?
I am, yeah. So with other people on the first night, the Saturday, I've basically got one standing ticket, and I'm half debating trying to get down the front, so I'll be there. It'll be a long day for me, but I almost can't resist maybe doing that.
That would be,
but it involves a lot of queuing, obviously.
yeah, absolutely.
But I'm tempted.
People out of the way.
Yeah.
And how do you think? I was going to do this as a Twitter poll earlier. I was thinking, because basically, what was it? Yeah. So I've just gone to see this film this evening, which I would recommend you see. It's called The Ballad of Wallace Island. It's got like Tim Key, And what's his name? The guy, he's, oh, I can't remember what his name is now, but he plays like Ricky Gervais's boss and brother-in-law in Afterlife, and he's in the show Here We Go.
yeah.
But he's like a musician, and Tim Key's like the super fan of his band, and he sort of gets him back to like do a gig at his island. And like probably the most powerful bit in the film is you see him like, you know, just sat in the room and the guy's playing his guitar and he's like welling up because it's so powerful to him. And that was just like really, yeah, really emotional. Really just, you know, it's that love of music, that power of music thing.
You can stay if you're staying. Yeah, I don't need to know. We'll just keep the music playing and let the evening flow till we know, till it shows us where it wants to go. Oh, give your love to me. Honey, give your love to me.
And it just made me think, like, well, number one, yeah, if I was a lottery winner and I was just like, right, Liam and Noel, you're coming into my living room and doing a gig, I'll pay you 5 million quid. Well, they probably wouldn't do it for 5 million quid, to be fair. But then the other thing I was thinking, like, what do you think your emotion will be like when you see them walk on stage for the first time? And this was going to be my Twitter options: burst into tears, shout and cheer, soil yourself. Which do you think you're going to go with?
It's just going to be like a rush of blood to the head. I think just that kind of so excitement. It's just going to wash all over you. I think for those minutes, those couple of minutes with whatever intro, that I think we probably all know what intro is going to be. I don't think they'll resist, be able to resist doing fucking in the bushes. I'm sure. You never know. Obviously, we've had that debate, but I'm pretty sure it'll be that to
Yeah.
me. But yeah, that I don't know. I can't even describe what it's going to feel like. I don't think.
And can you, I mean, are you going to be just drinking in the moment, or are you going to be, you know, trying to get the hits and recording
Unfortunately, I kind of have to do both, I think.
it?
Considering the investment I put in my Oasis reunion account, then it would be wrong for me not to video it at least that moment. I think that, yeah, for that first couple of minutes at least,
Yeah.
I kind of have to, unfortunately, as much as I would love to not,
Are we,
unless I can get one
sorry,
of my assistants with me to
we're
do it.
officially outing you as the Oasis reunion, are we? I know we've
Oh,
sort of,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we have before,
we've
I think.
accidentally outed you on it before, I think, but there
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
But
But
yeah.
yeah, Liam's definitely made me gig was obviously like my biggest post I ever did. You know, him walking out to do that first gig last year in Sheffield. So, you know, kind of feels like that's the way to go.
And how many hits did that do? Go on, some.
Oh, I think it's like 1 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, or getting close to 1 million.
Yeah. And you got a few off
That's
my announcement, didn't, like of me live streaming the announcement. That probably did all right.
of Reading, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
so I think everyone was online at that point, weren't they? I think,
Yeah, I think everyone was
even
watching
though they
live.
didn't know, it seems like people somehow did know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
It
many.
was in the ether. We knew it was happening. We knew it was happening. But yeah, and so any particular songs that you do or don't want to hear from the gig?
I think Acquiesce, I just can't wait for. I would like that they play it early. People, you know, everyone's debating whether they would finish on it, but I think it needs to be early on. But I guess that's the kind of main road in me. Just that. So yeah, looking forward to that. But otherwise, I'd like there to be like one maybe obscure album track or, but I can't imagine that they might not even have time to squeeze in one obscure one maybe because they're gonna presumably do Mostly Definitely Maybe and Morning Glory for the huge percentage of the gig, I would imagine. So, but yeah, just Acquiesce, probably just springs to my mind as looking forward to.
Yeah, that'll be very special. And Katie, I didn't ask you that, Katie, actually. What was, is there any particular song that you'd like to hear that you know, whether they will or won't play it?
Well, I was gonna just mention about the three options because there's no option for all three.
Yeah, that was the fourth option.
You're all
See at
the
the same time.
Yeah, my favorite, what song? I actually would love them to open up with Morning Glory to start with. I just think that the thought of that helicopter sound coming in, and everybody would know what it is instantly, like however much of a fan you are, everyone knows that beginning. And I just think that would make everyone just go mental. I'd love to hear that first.
Yeah. And that first line, all your dreams are made as well. There you go. All your dreams are made.
I think there's a good chance that they'll do that. I do feel like that would be perfect to start with, and just that riff, everyone would go nuts, kind of thing. So, and we haven't really had it yet, but there's a presumably about to be a flood of Morning Glory like anniversary stuff. We haven't had, all the merch and everything, but they haven't actually done it yet. But it can't be far off, I would imagine. So they've not really mentioned that this is Morning Glory kind of thing, but it kind of is, isn't it? Like year wise, so.
I
Yeah, I
think you need
assume
to
that.
finish with Stay Young.
Oh,
If they don't, then they're
dedicate
missing
to
a
us.
trick. Yeah, this is for JC. We're finishing with
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen somewhat, but yeah, that would be pretty impressive. I was going to say, what about I asked Jen before you guys came on, but Katie or Ryan, any thoughts on the lineup? Are you in the, oh, it's not Oasis, I'm a bit gutted, versus, hey, look, it's the Gallaghers. Nice to have Boned there, Andy and Gemma there. Any thoughts?
My favorite part about the whole thing is Bonehead, and honestly, I'm really surprised. I'm really surprised that not more people are saying this, but I'm so excited that Bonehead is back with.
That should be how they build it. Oasis return, comma, Bonehead is back. That's it. First time since 99.
Yeah.
Performing Bono's Bank Holiday.
Yeah, apparently that was mentioned today, wasn't it? And I think Anais mentioned it, didn't she? Something about
And presumably he'll also be back doing the whole gig, because we had that period where he was just on and off for the Oasis stuff, but then he did the whole Definitely Maybe gigs. So I'm presuming, he's basically going to be on stage the whole time. So it's even better, I think.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for whatever documentary we get to actually see Noel and Bonehead say hello, or whatever they've done, or because we've literally never seen any interaction, right?
No, not at
That's just
all.
that one interview where Noel said to like Bonehead Quiggs, "You left." That's the only thing where you even hear them kind of mention him, really.
But
So
that
yeah,
was
that'd be
it.
good.
Yeah, he was just like, well, you left the band. Like, well, it's not up to him then, is it? You left. But, yeah, no, it is. And what's your feelings on the lineup, Ryan, as a musician yourself?
Yeah, not too bothered. It feels right. Surprised with the Mike Rowe, which I guess we'll find out why eventually, but that felt like a shoo-in, I guess, but just because of, but in the same way that Chris Jarrick, I suppose, was an obvious shoo-in. So maybe they just got other stuff, or they don't want to do another 6 months, or I don't know. It feels crazy that you would turn it down, but it felt like Chris Jarrick was maybe retiring or something.
Yeah.
But Mike Rowe, I'm not sure why he's ended up not doing it. It was just strange. Drummer, I don't really care about. It would have been amazing for Alan White to there, but clearly he's not in favour still. And perhaps, and because he hasn't actually been a, or doesn't feel like he's been a musician, he's just not match fit, I would say. So they couldn't risk that, I think. Everyone who's doing it is, a professional musician who's still out there touring, aren't they? So,
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, if he's literally
yeah.
not really drummed much for, he
Yeah.
might have never not even picked up a pair of sticks since like
Yeah.
2000 and what was
Apart
it, 2002?
from for Instagram. Yeah. So
Yeah.
it's not enough, is it? I don't think so.
No, not at all. Yeah, I mean, the micro thing, I've heard through someone that he just wasn't even called. So that's what I've heard from an unnamed source that yeah, he was like just not called. So it wasn't lean. He was sort of still, thinking like, well, am I going to get a call? And he just didn't. So okay, well, I guess they're not using me then, but so that's what I have heard. But you never know with these things. It might just be someone talking bollocks. But yeah, and then the Joey thing, who knows? Like, as I said, I think what I heard, I think I've said this on the pod that I think I just from a Live Forever forum post that someone had said, yeah, it was offered to Sharrock, but the money wasn't right. Sharrock wanted more money. And then so Sharrock just said, no, forget it then, and retired. And yeah, and I suppose he's an older guy. I don't know how old he is off the top of my head, but the fact he was in like what, he was in bands from the mid 80s, so he must be into his late 50s at least. So yeah, and if he's just thinking, that's sod it, like, that's probably happily enough, just playing at the Cavern, doing, Beatles tribute and things like that, actually, just down the road. And can you be asked to really worldwide tours and things, when you get to
And he's
that point?
just come off a long period with Noel, right? So maybe it was a point of, right, can I do this sort of thing?
Yeah, do I want to do this again? And if you're gonna pay me an obscene amount of money, I'll do it. But if it's just sort of a very good amount of money, then forget it. But yeah, I mean, I haven't got any like emotional attachment to Chris Sharrock. Yeah, the fact that he played in the last tour is, okay, well, he was officially an Oasis member, but I think Tony, obviously, we've got the emotional attachment because we know him. Like we've, I think probably everyone here except for Jen's met him in person, and obviously we feel like we've met him because he's been in the pod and stuff. So yeah, Alan, it's that thing that, as much as I was an Oasis fan in 94, at the end of 94, it's always been Alan, really. Alan was like when I became a super fan, it was always Alan. And by the time Alan left, it was, that was my Oasis kind of, yeah, Oasis are fine years rather than my Oasis are my life years. So it would have been great for Alan, but yeah, I think that's actually a really good point. He's not matched. Yeah, how do we know? He might not be able to do it, And this is such a commitment as well. It's not like, oh, you got a one-off gig at the Albert Hall. This is like a huge global tour of, the 40 stadium shows, isn't it? Over 6 months or something. So, yeah.
Yeah, when you see that poster with all the dates on, it's a bit worrying, actually.
Yeah,
It's like,
yeah.
wow, that
Yeah.
looks like a lot of work.
How's the voice going to hold up? Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing actually that I saw a lot of chat about on like the Reddit and the Live Forever forum. I've not talked about this really, but a lot of people talking about the fact that Noel's like put on weight and looking a bit older, and obviously all of them are looking a bit older. Christian Madden actually has his what do you call Substack, because we had this bizarre situation where the Sun had reported, oh yeah, Mike Rowe pictured here, and it's like, well, no, it's not. Actually, it's Christian Madden. But Christian did look a lot older in that photo. So I think it was just a, unfortunate photo. But he did look a bit older. He did kind of look like Mike Rowe, who's probably 20 years older than him. But then, yeah, he's done a Substack, basically, that I don't subscribe to, but Richard Bowes sent it over, sort of just talking about that sort of situation, how bizarre it was to kind of read about himself in the press and see a picture of himself being saying like, this is not him. Yeah, but that is bizarre. But yeah, like the Noel, like a lot of discussion about the fact that like Noel's put on a bit of weight, and like, and then you get into all of that, well, maybe it was Sarah that was like, making him eat properly, and now the divorce, maybe he's sort of which is just bizarre. I mean, who knows, because we just don't know what's going on. But yeah, I always found that, yeah, when it gets into the personal stuff like that, I do find that a little bit weird.
I'd say he did look pretty rough at the end of 2023 because they'd been on tour the whole year. They put a load of weight on. I think he said on Matt Morgan he'd been on the red on the booze the whole tour kind of thing. And he did, if you see those interviews in kind of Christmas 2023, he looks worse, a lot worse then than he does now. Now it just looks like maybe he's not been hit the gym maybe,
Yeah.
which he often talks about with Matt on the podcast, I think. So yeah, but
Yeah.
again, I presumably he's distracted with quite a lot of organization to do.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, he's probably got a lot more than Liam to do, I guess, I would
Yeah.
imagine.
Well, it dawned on me like, okay, so the gig, when I'd done that post, the gig is a month, it's what are we today, the first? And so it's like it's literally 33 days away. And that only Liam is only going to start rehearsing with them on Tuesday. Like, and I know he plays the songs, I know he sings the songs, but Christ, like, if you put on a school production, you rehearse for 2 months, and yeah, they're doing the biggest tour like in history, and he's going to give it like a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? It's
But
madness.
presumably there is an aspect of, keep it simple, keep it minimal for his voice and all that. He's got the screen with the lyrics. He doesn't need to remember anything.
Yeah.
Then, minimize the rehearsal, I guess, just to be on top form, I suppose.
Yeah. But
It's funny.
Katie Jen, any thoughts on like on Noel's health?
I just hope he's all right. I was thinking, I was just trying to be in his shoes a bit, thinking, God, like, there's so much pressure on him, I'm guessing. And like, I just had this vision of him sitting there thinking, what have I done? I've got to like follow this through now. And like, a lot is probably on him. But I think I'm just a bit worried about him. I hope he's all right. Just generally in his life, he doesn't look very happy for someone about to do a reunion. I know he always looks a bit grumpy, but he looks kind of low. That's the only thing I was thinking about. Like, I hope he's actually all right and he's actually in all right health and there's nothing wrong. But yeah,
Yeah.
don't know what you think.
Yeah. It's a big change, isn't it? Like obviously, divorce and the move and everything, it is a lot. Yeah. And yeah, I know what you mean. I hope so. I mean, it's sort of I just find it fascinating. Like I'd just like we said, it would be great if just to get a bit of behind the scenes about, about what happened, like how we came to agree to it, like the discussions about, well, getting Bonehead back. And I think there was, I don't know if it was in the Sun or something the other day, but it was like, oh yeah, Anais was like the go-between to get Bonehead back in the band. And you're like, what the hell has Anais got to do with Bonehead? It's like I can't see that being the, is she phoning Bonehead? I wouldn't imagine that that's there's a natural bedfellows there, but. Very bizarre. Oh dear. Any thoughts, Jen?
Well, he's just had his birthday, so he just might have been really, really celebrating leading up to it. You never know. But before all the hassle of the tour and everything kicks off, it's like, right, let's just go for it. I'm gonna have a period of doing this and then crack on. And because it's such a long tour, it's gonna go on for so long, traveling so far. That's an awful lot of work.
Yeah, it
He
is
does
a
have to be more disciplined when he's on the tour, so it's like, okay, well, let's get it out of my system, let's get this done. And
it is a pretty mammoth task ahead of them, isn't it? Oh God. The only other thing I was going to talk about actually was the song clips that Kyle released. Hold on, I'm just gonna is that gonna be unbelievably bright? Yeah, that's too bright. The song clips that Kyle released, were I don't know if you guys have heard it, but like the no have you not heard it yet, Jeff? But the sports car and I really don't have the time to look back in anger, and also the one I didn't talk about on the episode really that Kyle did release as well, which was the a little clip of him singing basically the chorus of Go Let It Out but with different lyrics. And so, and that was he just released that as well. So just quickly cover that off. So yeah, so we've always known that Kyle has got this stuff. He's got this stuff. He's had this sort of relationship with Owen Morris for the last what 7 years or something. And so so he's got a load of unreleased stuff. And we knew that he was trying to get them back to Noel. So this little clip of "Go Let It Out" comes from this B-sides. Basically, it's like all around the world B-sides, and Noel is just a tape that's got like, so there's like what covers on All Around the World? Street Fighting Man? Street Fighting Man. It's Street Fighting Man, but Noel's singing it. Like, and Carl uploaded that a few months back. But the amazing thing on there is that there's like three unheard songs. And I talked about them when I did the review of the Rockfield Studios meetup that we did. And like, I can't remember now. Like, I think I said at the time, oh, one sounded a bit like this, one sounded a bit like this. But one of them had this bit that it's just a completely different song. And then suddenly you get the Go Let It Out chorus, but with different words. And you're like, whoa, Go Let It Out. But I never wanna. Like that, and then it goes off and does something else. And so he's obviously not use that song, but then thought, I really like that chorus. Actually, let's use that in a different song. So yeah, so that was the Go Let It Out bit that we heard. But yeah, because Carl's just upload, he's being very mysterious. He's just like uploading clips and then just leaving them out there to obviously sort of promote his brand and get people, because he's doing loads of stuff with Tony and things like that. But yeah, but for me, as I said, I've heard Sports Car and I really don't have the time to look back in anger. I'd heard them a few years ago, and especially like that, I really don't have the time to look back in anger. I just love that. Like that's something I've just been singing for years, just thinking, why the hell has that never come out? It's so good. But yeah, Katie, Ryan, did you hear those, and did you have any thoughts on them?
On Katie.
Oh, I was gonna say you go. I like the, I really like them, but I feel like what's interesting about them is hearing Noel's version of his voice as I remember it in as I remember the way he was singing then. It was so like around 97. It's and it's really nice to kind of be re-reminded of that era but through different songs. I like that the most about it. But then I thought, if they were recreated now and reproduced, how would they sound now compared to how they would have been if he produced them at the time? It feels like it'd be two completely different songs almost.
No, I know what you mean. It's sort of like I said, I mean, it's interesting that they are, it's not just like Don't Walk Away, Dead in the Water, where it's like, okay, this is something I've been working on. Mikey, you vamp a little bit, and Mikey's obviously making up as he goes along. This, you can hear the organ, you can hear it's ready, so it's sort of, it feels like, that they were ready to go. They were fully arranged, they were fully set up. So it's just bizarre to me that they've never seen the light of day. But yeah, I know what you mean. I love to hear Noel's voice from that era, and even like the little bits of chat, like on one of the things with the G-Mex soundcheck, just like in between songs, just him talking and stuff. You're like, oh, this is just unheard, juicy nuggets of, 1997. I just love it so much. So.
Yeah, I think that was the bit that was so exciting, jarring about it, I guess, we just to hear new audio from that bit. And you can tell it sounds fading outy, it's getting better, manny. That's the sound of it and the tone, whatever you would call it, and the type of chords they're using. It's always a similar thing. But yeah, just to hear something unheard from then is like, wow. And that, like you said, the Don't Look Back in Anger one was the most one that got stuck in your head, I think. So yeah, it definitely would have been good to hear it if it's actually complete in some way.
It would be great. As I said, it's so frustrating that they've never been released. You think, oh God, like what, why not? We've got this opportunity, like the Morning Glory release. But apparently Carl's trying his best to get him back. He posted him the thing. I know he's been in contact with Marcus Russell about it as well. Like, look, have it. I just want this to be out there. I want you to listen to it and then put it out in some way so it's out there, because it puts him in a funny situation. And I know that over the years, like especially with Brian Garcia got this as well, when people know you've got stuff and the people that haven't heard it gets very frustrating. You think, oh, you bastard, like you're keeping this stuff back from the public. But when you're in that position that you've got it, you're like, oh, I could leak this. But what are the ramifications? Because if you leak the whole song, then you might end up, well, number one, you might end up getting sued. Number two, Like, if you ever had any hope of sort of having a relationship with the band or with the band's management, well, that's out the window then, isn't it? So I think it's sort of it's amazing to have unheard stuff, but it does then put you in sort of this bizarre position, because it's not clear, like, the legalities of it. If you do just upload stuff, it's not clear, is it? It's sort of you could end up in court, and you don't want that, just from like releasing a song to Reddit.
I guess we just have to hope that in 2027 they make a bit of an effort. So, because obviously they don't have a good track record of releasing new stuff with the anniversary edition. So obviously 2027 be here now, 30th. Yeah, let's hope that Noel has a bit of a renewed interest in putting the old stuff, like the Mono Valley stuff. I guess that was a bit of an effort put there to put that in. But it does feel there's a danger that, like, we'd be here now. They did all that they're going to do in, was it 2016 when those versions came out with all the Mustique demos and stuff? So you worry that they feel like they've, yeah, that'll do kind of thing. So, but yeah, we'll see if they make an effort for the 30th and maybe do some stuff like that. But if it's unheard and unfinished, I sort of feel like they won't. But we never know.
I suppose that, because we always had that thing, didn't we, of like Noel, he didn't want to go back and like have the hassle of the meetings, and like and the meetings about Oasis, and like and can he really be bothered? And there was something a while back, wasn't there, about like that he'd heard a bunch of old Oasis demos, and he was thinking about putting them out as the High Flying Birds. And it's like, no, actually, to be honest, not. We'd rather just hear them. It's like if we had the choice of getting, say, if we'd never heard Lock All the Doors from like 1992, I'd much rather have that be released as like, oh, here's an early Oasis demo, versus, oh, Noel's taken it and re-recorded it, and now he's singing She's Got a Star-Shaped Tambourine. No thanks, can we have the 1992 version, just for the, even if it doesn't sound as good, it's not produced as well, but it's more about the document of the time for me.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess it's the spirit of it back then, right? If you're trying to do it now, it's not the same spirit as when it was back then doing it and everything was happening. That's more real. It'd be too polished now.
I know what you mean. That's definitely the case. And you just want the authenticity, don't you? And like, even if it is out of tune, even if it is not well produced. But I mean, that goes back to the Mike Rowe thing. I remember someone saying recently, I think it was on, I can't remember who flagged this, it was on Matt Morgan, it was one of the ones I hadn't heard or I'd forgotten, that Mikey Rowe, it was like Mikey Rowe's job to like watch the, when they were going to watch something, release something, Noel hates watching himself, or he hates listening to his stuff. So he would get Mike Rowe to watch it and just say, look, okay, if you think it's good, then that's fine. I'm not even going to watch it, because he's so much of a perfectionist. He would just say, well, no, I'm not releasing anything, because it has to be perfect. But yeah, no, I just let it go. Accept it's like in the past, and it's like a historical document that we're interested. Like the early, like we said, the early stuff's never been released. Like, must be the music and those. Like, I can put those in a podcast and don't have to worry about copyright, because they've never been copywritten. It's which is madness. So all of the versions of those on YouTube, Oasis don't get any money from them, because they've just never, no one's ever bothered copywriting them. It's madness. But there you go. And that's why those posts, that post have did all right for me when I putting out those unheard songs, because they haven't been copyrighted them. So I'm surprised they didn't quickly jump on it and go, oh shit, like we could make money from this, but there we go. Oh dear. All right. Well, any closing thoughts before we head off into our Sunday evenings?
I did jump on, so I've just come back from the Definitely Maybe bar, ripping some Oasis solos on stage with my
Really?
son. My son plays with a girl singer songwriter there, so they do live music all day. Well, not all day, every day, twice a day, every day. So they just have local, well, anyone can sort of apply kind of thing. But they have, yeah, two acts on a day. So my lad plays on the drums with one of the singer songwriters, Annabelle, but then they do let me get up and join in the Oasis song. So, yeah, good Sunday afternoon for me, Oasis theme. So that's why I thought I'd jump on as well.
Amazing.
But yeah, if you haven't been, yeah, it's such an amazing place as well. So yeah, you definitely got to get there at some point.
Yeah, I nipped in there. I nipped in when I was
Oh
in
yeah.
Manchester. Did sort of a bit of a walk. I think it was like it was only open a couple of days. I did sort of a bit of a walk through on it, and it was, yeah, so impressive.
Yeah.
Like it's an, you know, like I mean, it's Kyle, you know, Kyle's decked it out basically. So
Yeah.
everything seems to go back to Kyle at the moment. But yeah, he's completely decked it out. So it's all of the signed stuff is there. But yeah, so that's cool. Is it like all covers or is it originals or a mixture?
No, they prefer you to do covers, so but any, you know, anything doesn't have to be all Oasis, obviously, but yeah, the obvious kind of theme of indie rock, but not, or whatever we call it, kind of thing. But yeah, everyone gets over there, plays a lot of 90s stuff, obviously, but and anything that sounds similar today, obviously Sam Fendery stuff, things like that. But yeah, and people pretty much do what they want, but yeah, play covers essentially, just so that everyone knows the songs, kind of thing.
How busy is it, Ryan? Is it generally doing pretty well?
I'm not sure. I think during the day, not as busy, but definitely like the, for example, they've done a few Saturday night gigs, and it's just absolutely rammed. I think, you know, definitely the weekends, it's, you know, a place to be as well. So it's rammed, and the gig atmosphere there is really good. So, and it's so, you know, especially when it's full, it's obviously quite a rowdy, raucous crowd going on, especially when you play the Oasis songs as well. So,
Amazing. I
yeah,
must
but
be
it is,
quite
yeah, it
close.
is open. I think it's open every day anyway. So it, like, in during the day, it's really chilled. So if you want to go and chill out and look at all the stuff, but then in the evening, yeah, I think it gets pretty more lively. And they do an open mic on a Thursday as well, so anyone can go and do that. So I guess playing Oasis stuff is quite a common thing for people to go and do open mic. So at least there's a place that it's actually acceptable to do, to maybe play Wonderwall. I don't know.
But that's the thing, like when you go down Matthew Street in Liverpool, it's just like every single bar in a row is like the Yellow Submarine bar, the Sergeant Pepper's bar, the whatever, and they're all that just bands play, because that's if you're in Matthew Street, you want to see, you know, people playing Beatles songs and then you know, Oasis and whatever else. And so
Exactly. Yeah.
imagine it just didn't have it, you know, it's like
No.
it just never had it. So to the fact it's like it's got it now. And there's a couple popping up, isn't there? There's the one in Bolton and things like that. So there's a couple around the country now. But yeah, it's just brilliant. But yeah, cool. Katie, any closing thoughts?
My mind's gone blank on closing thoughts. I actually had a question for you because I realized you didn't say what song you want to hear.
Oh, no one cares about what I've got to say. I ask the questions around here. Well, thank you. No, I'd say like Stay Young, obviously, would just be ridiculous if they played Stay Young, because it's the anthem, it's the one. I'm easy. I accept that this is the greatest hits tour, you know, and it's not like when you see Liam do Morning Glory for the seventh time, it's like, oh, okay, Liam, you could probably drop Morning Glory now, you know, like whereas I've not seen Oasis do Morning Glory since I last saw them at Wembley in 2000. So it's like anything that Oasis do together, I still can't believe it. I still don't believe it's really happening, you know, because it doesn't make sense that we're saying, like, you know, they will be Liam and Noel, Oasis are back together. I still can't fathom it. But no, I think like for me it would be. I think, you know, whenever I often think about when you talk about Listen Up, you know, I know Listen Up was a really big special song for you, and like to hear some of those early songs when they're singing about, you know, wanting to get out and wanting to make it, or wanting to those sort of songs of yearning that they were so brilliant at in the early days. I think that for me would be great to hear that with that different sort of you know, like we're saying with Acquiesce, it's like when you've got the two of them, like the lovely thing about Acquiesce and also the lovely thing about Morning Glory is the fact it is, I mean, Morning Glory is not a duet like Acquiesce is, but Noel does so much in it, like with all the wails and everything, it is almost like a duet. And so, yeah, anything where the two of them are like interacting and the call and response and the backing vocals. Like even I know it's not my favorite, but even Columbia, if they're doing like, you know, the come on, yeah, come on, go, like to have Noel and Liam doing that, and then like, yeah, like that at the end, That would be ridiculous to see the guys do that, you know. Oh, God. So
I think Cast No Shadow it's got to be there for starters, and also that's another one where that was one where as well you start when Liam did that solo, that the crowd were doing Noel's bits and you really started to notice. It was before he'd done Acquiesce. I think he did Cast No Shadow first, and that hole that was there of Noel not being there and the crowd were doing the pride whatever bits, and then later he then did Acquiesce where he got the backing singers to do the thing in the gig. So yeah, like you say, it's still kind of unfathomable that it's happening, I think, in 4 weeks.
It's real, boys and girls. It's real. All right, good. Well, look, let's call. Oh, sorry, Jen, did I get your closing thoughts?
I don't really have any, as ever, mind goes blank when a question gets asked, but it's just been really nice actually just popping on here and seeing people that I've heard on the pod and seen in Discord. It's just nice to kind of feel like I'm part of you in some way.
Yeah, of course you are. Everyone's part. I just had a message on Instagram from Matt Ashenden, who I've never met, and I don't think is as massively involved. But he was just saying, let's have a read. He said, "I'm going to be at Cardiff. Here we go. I think I'm going to go to Cardiff gig on my own. I couldn't find anyone else willing to throw 500 quid at a ticket. Would be good to meet up for a beer in the stadium if you're up for it." And that's the thing, like with that Cardiff first night, especially. We'll see what happens if I end up going to other ones, even if I don't go to the gig, whether I just turn up in London and do something at Wembley. It's the community aspect, isn't it? That's the thing. It's gonna be everyone being together. So like Katie, when you go to Buenos Aires, you're not gonna be by yourself. You know, we are it's the chance for us to all come together as a community just to celebrate. Like the podcast, like the community that we've built around here, and then just the love of this band. This is not, and we've had that with when we went to Nebworth, when we went to Finsbury Park, when we went to whatever. That always the case, and it's always great to be like, oh, I'll meet up with the seven people or you know whoever it ends up being, and we end up doing a bit of recording. But this is another level. This is like, it's not just Liam Live. It's Liam Live, it's Noel Live, that the combination just goes to 100. So no, we're all part of the community, and these are just going to be the most incredible meetups. I say I was thinking about trying to do something in Cardiff, whether it's booking a venue and actually doing an official Oasis podcast meetup, but I just don't think it's feasible with the way Cardiff is in the city centre. Well, no one, like every pub is just going to be like, well, no, fuck it. We're just going to make the most of it, right? And everywhere, it's just going to be all spilled out into the street. Every pub is going to be spilled out into the street. And so, assuming it's not pissing down. But yeah, so it's not going to be, it will just be a case of on the day, right? We are meeting in whatever pub, you know, I'll be in the street, you know, I'll have the Oasis flag around my shoulders. Come and talk, and we'll just be in a big gang. And then when we go in, I mean, I'm in standing. Sorry, I'm in seats, so I won't be down the front. We can't be way down the front together. But I'm sure anyone going by themselves, you know, just be in touch with the Oasis podcast and whichever gig it is, you know, and the OCG as well. Like the Oasis Collectors Group is probably like the biggest group of super fans as well. A lot of crossover there. Yeah, just make sure you're in touch with the people because. Yeah, you will have someone to put your arms around and sing the top of your lungs with, promise. On that positive note,
See, that's turned the anxiety to excitement now. That's
good, good. Well, I'm
yeah.
pleased. I was quite proud of that. I scripted that last night. ChatGPT helped me. Not only joking. All right. Well, we'll leave it there then. Thank you very much, everyone, for jumping on. Anyone want to plug it? Oh, you can plug something, Ryan, can't you?
Oh, I don't know. Follow at the Oasis reunion because I'm going to try and ramp it up, obviously, with 4 weeks to go. So, yeah, I'll always follow that. That's the same on all the socials.
Yeah. And yeah, anything
Thanks.
to plug, you two, or no?
Nothing for me. No.
No. All right.
No, not really.
Good, good. All right, guys. Well, look, thank you so much. Great to do this. I need to do these more often. Someone prod me and say, do these more often because they are always great fun. But anyway, thanks very much. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.